views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots, ready and powerfully rooted in your yes. Get fearlessly ready with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Good day, everyone. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to Carter, as always. Hi, Carter. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm still trying to transition from daylight savings time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm grateful for the extra hours of light, and it's amazing how much you begin to notice in the light, like the dirt and the mud, but also the birds, the trees budding. I mean, it's great. That extra couple hours, I think, makes a difference in everybody's mood. But seriously, speaking of gratitude and being aware, those are today's topics, gratitude and mindfulness. So what does gratitude really mean? I mean, what is mindfulness, and what are being grateful and mindful? Why are those so important? I believe when we open our minds, hearts, and souls through mindfulness with gratitude, even the most stressful of times are manageable. Gratitude allows us to notice the many blessings that we have and truly distracts us from the many misfortunes that we face. Mindfulness helps us react to our misfortunes with grace, acceptance, and really a meditative view. Now, together, these two practices, they nurture their happier selves within us. So over the next hour, we will dive into mindful gratitude and how it truly can change your life. So first, what is gratitude? I mean, the literal or quote unquote dictionary definition is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. I mean, however, to me, gratitude is a lot more. Gratitude is a personality trait, a mood, and even emotion. As an emotion, gratitude is feeling of happiness that comes from appreciation. While in a grateful mood, grateful emotions are more likely present. You know, those with a more grateful personality are more likely to experience grateful moods and emotions more often. And if you think about it, gratitude is also a core component of many religions. For example, Judaism, Christianity, Islam, they all encourage gratitude to others. I mean, especially God, but gratitude to others. And even from a secular perspective, gratitude is one of the most effective methods for increasing long-term life satisfaction. And I think that's ultimately what we all want. We want long-term life satisfaction. We don't want to live life unsatisfied, unfulfilled. We want to live happy, grateful, mindful lives. So the practice of gratitude sharpens our attention for the good and the positive in our lives. You know, which then helps us appreciate things that we tend to take for granted. You know, the power of gratitude is really quite extraordinary. We usually show our gratitude to others when we feel indebted to them. You know, when we have benefited from their actions, or we want to make our feelings towards them known. I mean, sometimes it can be a required or expected thing, but it doesn't always have to be that way. Other times it's a spontaneous thank you to someone who unknowingly made your day, or just showing that you're grateful for somebody's presence, an employee, a coworker, your significant other. I mean, those times you want to show gratitude to bring some of the good feelings we have been gifted back to the gifter. You know, and while it's admirable to show and share our gratitude and good feelings with others, we rarely stop to think about what giving others our gratitude does for us. I mean, think about it. When you see somebody smile or be shocked and happy when you do something for them, or you say thank you to them when they really weren't expecting a thank you, how do you feel? Take a minute to reflect on that. I mean, I know it brings me great joy. When I can bring somebody else joy, I get it back. And that's what gratitude does. It really does so much. And even though it's got very significant power to improve our well-being, it does have its limitations. I'm not saying gratitude is all sunshine and rainbows. It can help us notice the positive, but it cannot eliminate negative events from our lives. Now, no matter how much we practice gratitude, we are still bound to experience negative emotions like disappointment, vulnerability, guilt, and grief. But through gratitude, we can learn to cope with those feelings. Now, when we suddenly lose a loved one, we're not grateful for their loss. You know, gratitude can help us focus on the beautiful memories we shared with our loved ones and appreciate the past. But it can't eliminate the grief that we feel every day. You know, these are the feelings that we need to live with and learn to cope with. And gratitude can help us do that. And there's so many other things that gratitude has been shown to do. It can help us make new friends. You know, there's so many studies out there that says thanking a new acquaintance will be more likely that they will seek you out, which then in turn could lead to a long-lasting relationship. Gratitude improves your physical health, improves your mental strength, and your psychological health. People who show more gratitude report fewer aches and pains. They have a general feeling of health because they're doing more exercise. They have more frequent checkups with their doctors. Psychologically, most times people who show gratitude can find more happiness, which will reduce the symptoms of depression. And as for your mental strength, grateful people have an advantage because it's increased self-esteem, which is due to the ability to appreciate others and bounce back from those highly stressful situations. And along those same lines, it improves and enhances your self-esteem because you appreciate others' accomplishments, right? You're not jealous of them. It can improve your sleep. It lets you fall asleep faster, helps you stay asleep longer, and overall sleep better. It enhances your empathy because you aren't looking for revenge, right? You are more empathetic of others and you behave in a pro-social manner. And there's so many benefits to practicing gratitude. You might be wondering, so, okay, how do I practice it? And there are so many different ways to show gratitude to others and even ourselves and the world around us. But without some practical suggestions, you might not know where to begin. So let's list out some of the most well-known and proven ways to practice and enhance your gratitude. Probably the number one is journaling. Writing down a few things you are grateful for is the easiest and probably most popular gratitude exercise available. And it's very simple. You need a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. Along those same lines, with journaling, you can do gratitude prompts. And those prompts are essentially filling in the blanks. What you want to do is you have prompts such as, I'm grateful for three things. Maybe I hear, or I see, I smell, I touch, getting all your senses included. Or you might want to say, I am grateful for three friends, three teachers, three family members, coworkers. That way you can actually think, what are you grateful for and why? And what are the three things you are grateful for in your home? Using the gratitude prompts and covering multiple senses and people, it's really helps you think outside the box and be mindful of what's around you. Another is a gratitude jar or a gratitude box. Both have the same sort of effect. It's very basic. You have a box or a jar, you have slips of paper, and you have a writing utensil. I did this with my son 1 year. We started it on New Year's Day, and we put little slips of paper of things that we were grateful for throughout the entire year. The next New Year's Eve, we sat down and we went through that entire jar. And what we might have thought at certain times was a really bad year, or we were having a pity party moment, we found at what an amazing year we had and the love and respect and gratitude we had for one another. And I would say, do it. Do it not only with your significant other or your friends, but do it with your kids. You know, teach them at a young age that writing down, even if they don't say it every day, especially when they start getting into their teenage years, they do have so much gratitude towards you, and giving them an outlet to express that is monumental. Another one is a gratitude rock. So it might sound a little silly, you want to carry on around a rock, but yes, it's exactly that. And if you don't want to do a rock, any small item, it's just the object, something that's interesting in texture or shape or color, something that when you see it sparks a little joy. You're going to carry this item around with you in your pocket, or maybe leave it on your desk, someplace where you can see it, if it's maybe on a bracelet or even a necklace. So whenever you see it or touch it, you want to pause to think about at least one thing you are grateful for. One of my all-time favorites is a gratitude walk. And that is, you're killing multiple birds with one stone. Don't literally throw the stones at the bird, though, when you walk. I mean, that's not nice. It only requires a sense of gratitude and to go outside. What you want to do is, you truly, unlike a true meditation or a meditation walk where you want to clear your mind, what you want to do is you want to observe the things you see around you as you walk. Take it all in. Be aware of the nature, the colors of the trees, the sounds of the birds, the smells, the trees budding, the sounds that your feet make as you're walking. And then express gratitude for all the things that you are experiencing in that present moment. The effects are even more potent if you can take this walk with a partner or a friend. You're getting exercise, you're being one with nature, and you're having a companion and expressing your gratitude. And the last one I want to talk about is meditation. A gratitude meditation, really, that's a double whammy for well-being. You are performing two of the most impactful happiness practices at the same time. So meditation isn't always easy when the mind is aggressively wandering and distracting your attention. But if you practice this kind of meditation consistently, you better be prepared to experience incredible upgrades in gratitude and joy. So unlike a normal meditation where you attempt to intentionally become aware of your breath and keep your mind clear, during a gratitude meditation, you simply visualize all the things in your life that you are grateful for. Being grateful and extending gratitude isn't something we should only be doing during the month of November, around the holiday, nor only when someone does something nice for us. When we practice gratitude daily, it helps combat the negativity around us and helps us appreciate what we have and where we are right now. And that is essential. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. During our next segment, we will get into mindfulness. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. You can also sign up and subscribe for wonderful words of encouragement. If you want some of the instructions for the gratitude exercises discussed during the last segment, just reach out to me and I'll be glad to send them your way. So we talked about gratitude and the power it has on our everyday life. But what about mindfulness? Again, that just like gratitude, the textbook or dictionary definition of mindfulness is the quality or state of being conscious or aware of something, a mental state achieved by focusing one's awareness on the present moment while calmly acknowledging and accepting one's feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensations, and it's used as a therapeutic technique. Sounds easy enough, right? I laugh because it's not always that easy. We are taught to react. We have a knee-jerk reaction. So mindfulness is truly based on the act of non-judgmental awareness. It invites us to accept and observe our mental state and our external reality with compassionate and non-judgmental attitudes, no matter how harsh what's going on is. Now, we cannot stop reacting to negative events with sadness or with pain, but we can stop reacting to pain and sadness with frustration and irritation. We can compassionately accept our moments of vulnerability and then watch them gradually and naturally fade away. The thing to remember is it's not that the pain or sadness, those things aren't what are detrimental to our mental health. Rather, the detrimental part is a frustration with which we react to the pain and to sadness. know, sadness generates the frustration, which then generates more sadness, which generates more frustration. And then you kind of spiral and your mind slips into this negative emotions, you know, into, so what we need to do is take a step back to end the negative spiral. We need to stop reacting to negative emotions with irritation and practice acceptance and humility. You know, once you've felt that negative emotion, you want to acknowledge it. They're there. Let go of the tendency to explain or get rid of them. You know, they're much more likely to vanish naturally. So you're going to feel it. You're just not going to unpack and move in. So my son used to be a biter, and it's funny. He was two. It's not like it's now. He's 18. He's not a biter now. But when he was between one and two, he was a biter. He couldn't get his words out fast enough when he was mad. So he reacted with biting. We taught him this trick about blowing out the mad. You take a moment before you react, you literally blow out the mad. It got him to think, breathe, and count before he reacted. So by that time, that negative emotion went away. It helped. It helped with the biting. I didn't have to be told by him that he bit Tommy again today. So take that time. Let the emotion sit in, breathe out the mad, and keep going forward. Now, one thing that many forget is that a happy life is not a life that is free of negativity and irritation. A happy life is a life where negativity and irritation are not fed and strengthened. They're just graciously acknowledged and humbly accepted. So the next time you feel an inner tension, a moment of vulnerability or desperation, don't get frustrated at yourself. Don't wonder why you're experiencing that negativity. Just take a deep breath and patiently acknowledge the experience and observe it as it naturally will go away. Practicing mindfulness isn't just about becoming aware of your breath and calming the mind, though. It's also about noticing what your body wants and needs. You know, by connecting your body, you can create a general sense of ease and awareness and strength. And that right there is why mindfulness is so important. There's three simple ways to foster a stronger connection with your body. So even if you're not sold on it yet, think of it this way. The first way to foster a strong connection with your body, wake up and move. You know, most of us are lucky if we can wake up without pressing snooze once or twice. I'm that person. But by shifting our morning routine to include 5-minute stretching practice, you'll be surprised at how energizing and refreshing and focused you feel. So instead of just jumping out of bed and starting your morning, incorporate a stretching. Your body will thank you, especially as you get older. The second is notice how your body feels. You know, pay attention. We often go through our day without pausing to recognize how our body feels until it's in pain. So there's how many times, if you have a desk job, are you sitting there and hours have gone by and you haven't even stood up, you haven't even stretched? Don't be that person that like, oh my gosh, I've been sitting for 2 hours. I need to get up and move. Take that moment and do the third thing that will connect your body is remember to go for a walk. It can be used if you're at work, if you're a weekend stroll around the neighborhood, or maybe you've just been driving and you need to stop. Mindfulness seems to be really the big in thing, right? It's given a lot of attention right now. And you might even think it's an answer to all your problems. And I guess that does happen when something becomes a thing. You know, even when it's almost 3,000 years old, which is mindfulness, right? Mindfulness has been around for thousands of years. We're starting to hear about it everywhere, on TV, in the news articles, on the internet. And you might even discover that that annoying, obnoxious coworker is doing it too. Don't get me wrong, it has got wonderful powers, but some claims of its power are exaggerated. Mindfulness is not the magic potion. Now, when we put it into practice, repetitive on a daily basis, people do describe it as life-changing, and that I do agree with. It changes so much, and yet it doesn't. You know, bad things or situations still occur in your life. Traffic, taxes, tantrums, whether it's you or your kids, you know, bills, bad day, deaths, they all still happen. But the difference is you are just better equipped to handle them when you're doing a mindfulness practice. What sort of changes occur, right? Well, I mean, the transformation that occurs takes place within you. It sparks innovation. Now, as we deal with world's increasing complexity and uncertainty, mindfulness can lead us to effective responses to seemingly uncompromising problems. So the changes are all within. They're not outside. Change begins with you. So some pretty amazing things happen. You know, first, you realize you are not your thoughts. You know, all that negative self-talk that goes on, it begins to become part of you. When you have the insight that you are not your thoughts, you begin to grow. You know, mindfulness taught me that my thoughts are not my reality. They're just thoughts. They're passing mental phenomena. They are stories and interpretations. The simple change in perspective truly is liberating. Second, you don't sweat the small stuff. And trust me, many times it's all small stuff. We spend so much of our day caught up in habitual reactions, that knee-jerk reaction that we mentioned earlier. But when we take time to think, even for a second, we react more skillfully. And the time it takes us to breathe in and breathe out, we gain the perspective. Again, it's like I told my son, blow out the mad. Take that 10 seconds. It's then we remind ourselves that the moment will end. We realize the person who just cut us off in traffic didn't do it as a personal attack. You know, it helps us cultivate level-headedness and self-control. Three, you appreciate things more. You know, we pay attention and we see the beauty that we didn't notice before. And when we see the growth and transformation and change where we didn't see that before, where we thought things were stagnant, it's truly amazing. And you start to really appreciate everything that's around you. Number four, you truly develop greater compassion. You know, some mindfulness teachers say that the awareness and compassion are the same thing. But the more aware we are of the present moment, the more in tune we are with the experience of others and their joy and their pain. And that generates compassion. And five, you learn the art of acceptance. You know, we spend a lot of our daily life fighting the present moment rather than just accepting it. Our thoughts are full of, I like this, I like that, I don't like this, I want more of this, I want that to go away. And we miss out on experience the present moment when we spend our energy constantly judging it. With mindfulness, we really accept whatever is present. We live in the now because that's what it is. It's not resignation. It's simply recognizing that this is what it is like right now. Take the weather in many Midwest states right now. It has been cold. When we step out into the cold winter day, we can't change the wind chill. If we tighten our bodies to resist the cold, you're going to get a sore neck, first of all, but we literally constrict our blood flow and we actually feel colder. No, if we release that holding, if we just relax, the temperature doesn't change. It remains the same, but we do begin to warm up. It's the same thing with mindfulness. It doesn't change the outside factors. It doesn't eliminate the stressors from your life. The day-to-day annoyances are still going to be there. They don't change, but it's what is within you that does. With mindfulness, you discover that there is a way of being, a way of looking at problems, the way to come to terms with disaster and misfortune or adversity that can make life more joyful and more is more rich, right, than we might otherwise be. It's like asking, what is this teaching me, instead of why is this happening to me? And that right there is life-changing. It truly is. You know, a big part of mindfulness for me is having that regular meditation practice. I typically practice before I go to bed. It's like letting me wipe away that bad day or reflect on a good day. like the nighttime prayers you may have said before bed as a child. I list who and what I am grateful for, and I'm mindful of all I have. You know, this relaxes me. It puts a smile on my face, allowing me to fall asleep faster and easier. You know, sometimes it's short, sometimes it's longer. I don't make it rigid or force it. You know, that's where I lose my patience. You just need to find what's right for you. With mindfulness, it's literally taking those moments to become aware and live in the now. So speaking of meditation, let's take a quick meditation break. I want you to sit back, relax, don't go anywhere. And when we come back, we're going to talk about getting intentional with gratitude and mindfulness. I'm Erica Gifford Mills. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Brie Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode and previous episodes. Find helpful tips and learn about upcoming events. Sign up today to get these tips and more in the upcoming newsletter. That's GetRootedRadio.com. So earlier in the show, we talked about gratitude and mindfulness, being thankful for what we have and what where we are and who we have right now in the present. Learning to live more in the moment. This goes for anything, not just the graciousness. Now think of this. How do you live mindfully? How do you show gratitude? How do you get intentional with this behavior? Now, what happens when we move towards gratitude and mindfulness in everyday life? Now, how do you do it? You just start and truly begin thinking about it. I know you're thinking, oh, what? It's that easy. And yes, like with anything, when you begin making a conscious effort to do something, it becomes a part of you. And then you no longer need to always think about it. Mindfulness and gratitude practices don't have to be projects or lengthy meditation. You can, and those are very good ways to begin a practice. But it can be something as simple as saying thank you and telling someone you appreciate them. I mean, that, I think, is what so many people, where we get our communication problems from, is people don't feel appreciated. They don't feel heard. And when you take a moment to say, thank you. I appreciate you washing those dishes and putting them away. Yes, it's an expectation that as part of the family, maybe that is getting done. However, when you thank somebody for doing it and you show them that you appreciate their behavior, it's more apt to get done on a more regular basis. You know, what is one of the first things we teach our kids? Say please. Use your manners. Say thank you. I mean, I laugh and it's become a joke. I still say it to my son. He leaves and is going to somebody's house or doing whatever. I say, use your manners, say please and thank you. No. You want them to be polite and nice and show kindness and appreciation. And that's all part of a gratitude practice. No, words go a long way. Action even further. So when you get the opportunity, do something nice for someone for no reason at all. You know, pay it forward. Pay for somebody behind you at the Starbucks line, or give somebody the extra 25 cents that they need when they're short. It's the little things that go a long way. So for mindfulness, you know, another example is eating. Do you sit at your desk working while you're eating? What about practicing mindful eating? Taking the time to enjoy your food, the taste, the texture, the smell, giving all your attention to your lunch or your dinner. Now, not only will you eat slower, you will digest your food better, and you actually allow yourself to slow down, which means you won't eat as much. You're giving yourself that much needed break. Now, this also gives you the opportunity to eat healthier because you're paying attention to what you're putting in your body. You know, as we discussed during the first segment, gratitude is a way for people to appreciate what they have instead of always reaching for something new in the hopes it will make them happier or thinking they can feel satisfied until every physical and material need is met. You know, we talked about that during our last episode, destination addiction, right? Thinking you will be happy when you get to the next big thing or place or journey. Gratitude helps people refocus on what they have instead of what they lack. And although it may feel contrived at first, you know, this mental state grows stronger with use and practice. So taking that time, I mean, think of it this way, and you might have seen little cartoons of this. It's with mindfulness. It's about being present, not multitasking. So are you mindful, M-I-N-D-F-U-L, or are you mindful, F-U-L-L? Are you going for that walk and trying to plan your dinner menu or figure out carpools for the week? Are you walking and enjoying the nature, the birds, the trees, budding families playing, the sounds of your steps? No, are you really aware of what's around you and taking the time to enjoy? And another thing, those darn electronics, take a break from them. When your smartphone buzzes, makes that noise, vibrates, or lights up, What is your initial reaction? What do you do? Regardless of what you're in the middle of, what do you do? Do you just have to check it? If you don't, put it away, turn it off, be present in whatever you are doing. The people around you will feel so much better. They'll feel appreciated, respected, and like their time matters. You know, are you putting your phone away at the coffee shop and talking to another person or just watching what is around you? Now, if you're going to dinner, keep those phones in your purse or your pocket, or better yet, collect them when you sit down to eat with your family. Now, at night, put your phone on a charger out of your reach. Now, if you do have to have it with you for work, if you're on call, any of those sort of things, here's something to do before you answer. It's truly a mindful practice. So when the phone rings or you're aware of an email that has arrived, relax the muscles of your face and smile. Continue to practice breathing and smiling until at least the third ring of the phone or about a minute after you receive an email. Remember that you are in control. Now, if you are irritated or angry at the interruption from that phone call, email, text, the person on the other end of the phone will pick up on your negativity. If you take a moment before reacting to the interruption, it helps to calm and center you. And then you're likely to respond to the person with more openness. The point of this is to remember that you don't have to do hours of meditation to bring mindfulness into your life. Simply taking a moment to breathe, calm and center yourself in the midst of a hectic and busy day can allow you to be more mindful. You might find that it also results in greater productivity and truly less frenzied days. Getting intentional is just that. Be intentional. I can't say anything more than be intentional. Be deliberate, plan, be purposeful. It may seem forced at first, but eventually it will become more natural, as with any habit. We do so many things as if we were on autopilot, making dinner, doing the laundry, driving to work. Oh, okay, maybe that might be a little dangerous, but you know it's true. You're driving to work, the same places that you go every single day, and next thing you know, you're like, oh wait, how did I get here already? Take time out to look around. Be aware. What has changed? You will find when you begin being present, you notice so much more. When you are grateful, you appreciate things so much more. You don't take things for granted because time is limited and precious. Now, let's live it to the fullest and find true appreciation during the time frame we are given. The first step is to take the first step. Just do it. You'll be surprised what you will learn when you just start getting intentional. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests. as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Over the last hour, we have talked about how important gratitude, mindfulness, and intentionality are. But are you truly ready to take action? Carter, I'm going to put you on the spot. What helpful tip will you be walking away with and implementing regarding mindful gratitude?
That's a good question.
I'm putting you on the spot. Will it be a meditation practice? Will it be a gratitude rack?
I think the gratitude rack. I liked that one. Yeah.
Okay, good. See, it's a little things that you can do and take advantage of every day to incorporate mindful gratitude in your everyday life. So how about all of you? I'd love to hear from you. So I'm going to throw out a challenge. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or message me and tell me what you're going to do to be more grateful and practice mindfulness on a daily basis. All my contact information and social media information can be found on transformationtalkradio.com or getrootedradio.com. Go there, find me, and I want to hear from you. Tell me what you're going to do. What are you going to do to challenge yourself to bring mindfulness and gratitude into your everyday life? Like with any new practice, it takes time, patience, and follow through. Are you still unclear where to begin? Are you feeling overwhelmed? I get it. But if you are ready to get unstuck and be unstoppable in every area of your life, but you need the inspiration, accountability, and motivation to do so, I encourage you to call me, reach out, email, message, whatever format that suits you. Reach out, set up your free discovery call. There are no strings, no expectations. Just set up a time to talk. You can go to getrootedradio.com, go to the services or contact me and schedule a time, or simply email me. My signature series, The Rooted Life, Live, Love, Let Go, will equip and empower you to make the changes necessary to live a balanced life mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. It will take the topic of self-care and self-love that we discussed in the last episode and practices like gratitude and mindfulness discussed today to a greater level. You know, you will find yourself engrossed in growing. The 12-week series will help you overcome limiting beliefs and stop the negative self-talk. It will allow you to come to terms with your past and look forward to your future and welcome it with open arms. Now, the series will give you a game plan to find your passion, your purpose, and more importantly, your voice. It will teach you to manage your time and your boundaries efficiently and effectively in what's best for you and your life. Truly, the tools and techniques and support given in this group coaching series is like no other. You know, it allows you to be in the comfort of your own home, your office, or your favorite coffee shop. You just need internet, a positive attitude, and really willingness to put forth the work that's needed. Because at the end of the day, you are what makes your life the better for yourself. So the live weekly group sessions take place at the same time each week, and you will also get individual sessions to dive deeper into the areas you wish. No worrying about being local or not. With the power of technology, we will see one another and connect much easier, which allows you for more time with your family, your hobbies, work. And most specifically, per many of your requests, I have opened up another session that begins Tuesday, May 7th, but space is limited. I'm even offering a special for you Get Rooted Radio listeners. Mention this episode during our discovery call, and I will give you $100 off the series price. So again, next session begins Tuesday, May 7th. Schedule your discovery call before then. During your discovery call, mention this episode and you will get $100 off the series price. But don't wait. Reach out right away. Get intentional with your future. Get intentional with your life. It couldn't be more important. We do so many things for so many people, and yet we forget to take care of ourselves. It's like what I discussed during last episode, self-care. You truly can't pour from an empty cup. You need to show people how you deserve to be treated, how you deserve to be cared for, and how you deserve to be loved by doing the same for yourself. If you believe showing your kids that you're doing everything for them and you're getting run down and you're getting tired is doing anything for them, it truly isn't. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you shouldn't put your kids first and want to protect them and care for them. I'm that way. I, for many years, put my son first without taking care of myself. As you heard in our very first episode, it led to a lot of things. Stress. I literally had a stroke at 42. We need to take time for ourselves to personally, professionally, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually grow. It shows our kids and it shows our loved ones it's never too late to go after what you want. And that's what this series does. It allows you to go after what you want, when you want it, and it's not being selfish. I know we've grown up in a lot of that culture where saying what you want and going after what you want might make you seem greedy, or if you are assertive or aggressive, might make you seem, words I can't say on the radio, you're bossy. I can't say that, so I won't. But that's not true. You know, especially as women, being in a leadership role or going after your dreams, making sacrifices so that other people can do it, why isn't it not as important to make sacrifices so you can do it? So again, don't wait. The Rooted Life, Live, Love, Let Go is a 12-week series that will put you in a position to live the life you've always wanted. It will take hard work. It will take dedication, but I will give you the tools and techniques for you to get there. So again, do that discovery call. Reach out either on transformationtalkradio.com, getrootedradio.com. All my contact information is there. You can set up a call. You can call me. You can text me. You can email me. You can set it up right from the website. Just don't delay. It starts Tuesday, May 7th. Space is limited. I'll give you all the information that you need, and you can make the appropriate decision, which will be to move forward. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. I am so grateful for all you listeners and all the positive feedback I have been getting. Please continue reaching out with any interesting topics you want to hear. And if you've missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. That's GetRootedRadio.com. And don't forget to tune in the second and fourth Thursday of each month at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific for a new episode. Thank you for your time today. As I said, I am grateful. Now is your time to take your next step into mindful gratitude. Do one thing, whatever that thing is, one thing different, and be consistent with that one thing, and eventually it will become a habit. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself this question each day. Am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, ask yourself, what do I need to do to live a rooted life? Then take action to make that answer a yes. You deserve to live the life of your dreams, and you can. Have an amazing day. I look forward to our next episode. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you're listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.